What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
She had never thought much about the little routines that made up her relationship with her mother because they had simply always existed. Every morning started with a quick phone call during the drive to work, and most evenings ended with another on the way home. Didn't really matter what they talked about. Sometimes it was a recipe, sometimes a funny story, and sometimes there wasn't any reason to call at all beyond hearing her mother's voice. It had become such a natural part of life that she couldn't imagine a day when she wouldn't instinctively reach for the phone. Her mother had always been happiest when she was taking care of someone. She had spent her career as a nurse, but even after retirement, that part of her personality never changed. If a neighbor was sick, she was the first to make soup. If someone lost a loved one, she somehow knew exactly what to say. Family birthdays were never forgotten. Holiday meals were planned weeks in advance. And every spring, she cleaned the hummingbird feeders that hung just outside the kitchen window. She loved those tiny birds in a way that was difficult to explain. The feeders came down every fall to be washed and stored away, but sometime in March, she would get them ready again, mixing fresh nectar herself because she insisted it was better than anything sold in stores. She believed hummingbirds remembered where they had been before and always found their way back, no matter how far they had traveled. It became one of those little family traditions everyone smiled about. Each spring, the first hummingbird to appear outside the kitchen window was greeted almost like an old friend returning home after a long trip. At the time, none of them realized those ordinary afternoons around the kitchen table would become some of the memories they would treasure most. When her mother became ill, everything happened far more quickly than anyone expected. At first, it was simply another doctor's appointment, another medication, and another promise that they were still trying to figure out exactly what was wrong. Then came specialists, hospital stays, and the quiet realization that they were running out of time far sooner than anyone had imagined. One week they were talking about spring and wondering whether the hummingbirds would arrive early that year. A short time later they were standing together in a hospital room, trying to accept that the woman who had quietly held their family together for decades was slipping away. She passed away shortly after the first of the year. The funeral brought a church full of people whose lives had been touched by her kindness. Former patients remembered the nurse who stayed a little longer because someone was frightened. Neighbors talked about meals she had delivered and rides she had given without ever expecting thanks. Listening to those stories reminded her that the woman she had always known simply as Mom had meant so much to so many other people. For several days afterward, the house remained full of family, food, flowers, and conversation. Eventually, everyone returned to their own lives, and that was when the reality of losing her truly settled in. The flowers began to wilt, sympathy cards stopped arriving, and the phone grew noticeably quieter. No one had prepared her for that part. Grief wasn't loud. It settled quietly into ordinary moments and waited until she least expected it. She would reach for the phone because something funny had happened before remembering there was no one to call. She would see something in a store her mother would have loved or hear a story she couldn't wait to share, only to realize those conversations were over. Looking back, she couldn't remember what they had talked about on an ordinary Tuesday or during a random drive home from work. Yet she would have given almost anything to hear just one of those completely unremarkable conversations again. Winter slowly gave way to spring, though she hardly noticed. She moved through those weeks almost on autopilot, going to work, coming home, sleeping just enough to do it all over again the next day. Friends checked in often enough to let her know they hadn't forgotten about her, but she politely declined invitations more often than she accepted them. It wasn't that she wanted to be alone. She simply didn't have the energy to pretend she was feeling better than she actually was. One Saturday morning, she finally decided she couldn't put off the yard work any longer. The flower beds were still covered with leaves from the previous fall, and small branches littered the backyard after several late winter storms. She gathered a rake and a pair of work gloves from the garage and stepped outside, determined to spend a few hours catching up on everything she had ignored for weeks. She had nearly finished cleaning one side of the yard when she happened to glance toward the back porch. The hummingbird feeders were still hanging exactly where her mother had left them the previous autumn. They were empty. For a long moment, she simply stood there looking at them. She had noticed them dozens of times since her mother's funeral, but had never walked close enough to touch them. Somehow, leaving them exactly as they were had felt easier than taking them down. As she stood there, a tiny movement caught her attention. A hummingbird appeared from somewhere beyond the fence and stopped in front of the nearest feeder, its wings moving so quickly they were almost impossible to see. It hovered there for several seconds, drifting from one side of the feeder to the other, as though inspecting it before darting toward the second feeder and repeating the same careful search. After another moment, it disappeared into the trees behind the yard. She watched until it was gone, then slowly looked back at the empty feeder. Her mother had always believed the hummingbirds remembered. The thought came to her so naturally that she almost smiled. She picked up the rake and went back to work, telling herself there was nothing unusual about what she had just seen. Spring was arriving, hummingbirds were returning north exactly as they did every year, and an empty feeder was bound to attract their attention. Even so, the image stayed with her for the rest of the afternoon. Long after the yard work was finished and she had gone back inside, she found herself thinking about those tiny birds returning to the same backyard year after year, somehow finding the place they had last visited months before. She eventually convinced herself that grief had simply attached itself to another ordinary moment. There was nothing mysterious about it. The first hummingbird of spring had reminded her of her mother because her mother had loved hummingbirds. At least that was what she told herself, and she had no way of knowing that this would be only the first of several moments that, taken by themselves, seemed perfectly ordinary, but together would eventually force her to ask a question she never expected to consider. When does coincidence stop being coincidence? The hummingbird returned the following morning, though she noticed it almost by accident while pouring herself a cup of coffee. It hovered in front of the empty feeder for only a few seconds before disappearing over the fence. By the time she reached the window, it was gone, leaving her wondering whether it had really been the same bird or simply another one passing through. The image stayed with her through the rest of the morning, surfacing now and then for no particular reason. That afternoon, on her way home from work, she stopped at a garden center and bought a bottle of hummingbird nectar. She knew her mother would have mixed it herself, insisting homemade was better, but the thought of measuring sugar and boiling water felt like more effort than she wanted to manage. She rinsed the feeders, filled them, and hung them back in their familiar places before going inside. Less than an hour later, a hummingbird appeared, drank for a few moments, and disappeared into the trees. Standing at the kitchen window, she realized that for the first time in months, the backyard looked the way it was supposed to. It wasn't some overwhelming emotional moment. It was simply the quiet comfort of seeing one small part of life return to its familiar rhythm. She hadn't realized how much those empty feeders had reminded her of everything that had changed until they were full again. As the weeks passed, life slowly settled into a routine again. Work remained busy enough to keep her occupied during the day, and evenings were spent catching up on chores she had neglected while caring for her mother. The grief hadn't disappeared, but it had changed. Instead of feeling like a wave that knocked her off her feet, it became something she carried quietly until an ordinary moment unexpectedly brought it back to the surface. She also found herself paying more attention to the hummingbirds than she ever had before. Every few days, she refilled the nectar and cleaned the glass, gradually realizing she had slipped into the same routine she had watched her mother perform every spring. One Saturday, while rinsing the feeders at the kitchen sink, it occurred to her that she had never consciously decided to do any of it. Somewhere along the way, she had simply become the person who took care of them. The reminders didn't stop in the backyard. One afternoon, she picked up a bouquet of flowers at the grocery store, only to realize they were the same flowers her mother always planted beneath the hummingbird feeders. At the checkout, the cashier casually mentioned that her own mother had loved those flowers too. It was an ordinary conversation, but she found herself thinking about it during the drive home before reminding herself she was simply noticing connections she would once have ignored. About a week later, she decided it was finally time to sort through the boxes that had been brought home after the funeral. She had stacked them neatly in a spare bedroom months earlier, closing the door whenever she walked past because she wasn't ready to deal with them. Now, with spring settling in and life beginning to feel slightly more manageable, she carried the first box into the living room and started going through its contents. Most of it was exactly what she expected. Recipe cards written in her mother's familiar handwriting, kitchen towels, holiday decorations, greeting cards, and photographs that had been tucked away for years. Near the bottom of the second box, she found a small envelope that she almost threw away without opening. Inside was an old grocery receipt, and before dropping it into the trash, she happened to notice the date. It had been printed the afternoon before her mother went into the hospital for the last time. The items listed were completely ordinary: bread, milk, coffee, and a bag of sugar. But she found herself staring at that final purchase longer than she expected. Every spring, her mother bought extra sugar because she insisted on making hummingbird nectar herself. It was probably nothing more than another routine shopping trip, yet she couldn't help wondering whether, even then, she had already been thinking about the birds that would soon be returning. She slipped the receipt back into the envelope and placed it beside the photographs instead of throwing it away. As April turned into May, little moments continued to collect around her. One afternoon, traffic forced her onto a route she almost never used, where she noticed an elderly woman carefully hanging a hummingbird feeder in her front yard. The sight immediately reminded her of her mother doing exactly the same thing every spring. By the time she reached home, she had already convinced herself it was simply another memory stirred by an ordinary moment. A few evenings later, the local weather forecast mentioned that hummingbirds had been arriving earlier than usual because of the mild spring. She realized she couldn't remember getting through a single day lately without seeing or hearing something connected to them, but she knew there was a perfectly reasonable explanation. Once something occupied your thoughts, you naturally noticed it more often. The hummingbirds had become so closely tied to memories of her mother that she was simply paying attention in a way she never had before. That explanation made perfect sense, and she accepted it because she wanted it to be true. She wasn't looking for signs, and she certainly wasn't trying to convince herself that hummingbirds carried messages. They were simply reminders of someone she missed. Then one evening, just before sunset, movement outside the kitchen window caught her attention. A single hummingbird hovered in front of the nearest feeder, but instead of drinking, it remained suspended there for several long seconds, barely moving except for the blur of its wings. Eventually, it turned and disappeared into the trees without ever touching the feeder. She found herself drying her hands and stepping onto the back porch, though she wasn't entirely sure why. The yard was completely still except for the gentle movement of the feeders in the evening breeze. The last light of the day filtered through the trees exactly as it had on countless evenings before, and nothing about the scene seemed unusual. Even so, she stood there longer than she intended, listening to the quiet and looking across the backyard where her mother had spent so many spring afternoons. As she went back inside, it occurred to her that every one of the things she had noticed over the past several weeks could be explained on its own. A bird returning to a feeder, a stranger mentioning flowers, an old grocery receipt, a weather forecast, an unexpected memory. They were all completely ordinary events. Yet when she looked back at them together, they no longer felt entirely unrelated. And for the first time, she found herself wondering whether coincidence had a way of quietly building on itself until it became something that was much harder to dismiss. As summer settled in, the hummingbirds became such a familiar part of the backyard that she gradually stopped watching for them. They came and went throughout the day while she watered flowers, mowed the lawn, or carried groceries inside, and before long they blended into the rhythm of everyday life. The coincidences that had seemed so noticeable in the weeks after her mother's funeral became less frequent. Or perhaps she had simply stopped keeping count. Life was beginning to feel like life again. She still missed her mother every day, but the grief no longer arrived in overwhelming waves. It had softened into quieter moments, a recipe that called for an ingredient her mother always insisted on using, a television show they used to watch together, or reaching for the phone before remembering there was no one to call. The sadness hadn't disappeared. It had simply become part of her, woven into the ordinary days, instead of standing apart from them. One evening, after noticing the hummingbird feeder was nearly empty, she carried it inside to clean and refill it. As she stirred the sugar into warm water, she caught herself smiling. Months earlier, she had bought bottled nectar because making it herself had seemed like too much effort. Somewhere along the way, without even realizing it, she had begun making it exactly the way her mother always had. She laughed quietly at herself, realizing there were probably dozens of little habits she had picked up over the years without ever noticing. When the feeder was full again, she carried it outside and hung it back on its hook. Before she had even made it to the porch steps, a hummingbird darted in from somewhere overhead, hovered in front of the feeder for just a moment, and began to drink. She stood and watched as it fed, reminding herself that there was nothing unusual about what she was seeing. Birds returned to places where they found food. It happened every day. Even so, she found herself glancing around the quiet backyard as though someone else might be standing there watching with her. There was no one, of course, but the thought still brought a smile to her face. By the time autumn arrived, she took the feeders down for the season, washed them carefully, and wrapped them before placing them on a shelf in the garage. She remembered watching her mother perform the same little ritual every year, always saying it wouldn't be long before spring came around again. It turned out she had been right. The following spring, on the first warm afternoon of the season, she carried the feeders back outside and hung them in their usual places. She filled them with fresh nectar, stepped onto the porch for a moment, then went back inside to finish putting away the groceries she had just brought home. Less than an hour later, movement outside the kitchen window caught her attention. A single hummingbird hovered in front of the nearest feeder before finally settling in to drink. She stood quietly at the window, watching until it disappeared into the trees. Maybe it had simply been passing through. Maybe it remembered exactly where to find its first meal of the spring. Or maybe there are some things we're never meant to understand completely. She never found an answer to the question that had followed her ever since that first bird appeared outside an empty feeder after her mother's funeral. At what point does coincidence stop being coincidence? Years later, she still doesn't know. She only knows that every spring, the hummingbirds always seem to find their way back.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.